Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 11th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Brave Software, makers of the Brave browser, announced a new newsreader service called Brave Today, designed to provide personalized news feeds without tracking what people read. This is done by using a new content delivery network called Brave Today CDN that separates a user's IP addresses from the content requested using TLS encrypted traffic from a load balancing service. The CDN also pads plain text with extra characters before encryption and strips out identifying headers. Personalization will be done by data that never leaves a local browser, but initially matches domains in a set of RSS feeds based on the most popular sites as ranked by Alexa, Feedly, and ComScore. Brave Today will be directly integrated into the browser, available on all platforms except for Android at launch. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to establish a list of equipment to be removed from U.S. networks that receive government subsidies, as well as establishing a $1.6 billion fund to reimburse carriers replacing gear deemed a security threat. This will apply to broadband, phone, and wireless companies. The FCC also voted to revoke China Telecom's authorization to operate in the U.S. and affirmed its designation of Huawei as a national security threat. This comes after Huawei appealed the FCC's 2019 classification of the company as such. The U.S. Department of Justice announced a guilty plea from an individual who took part in the Mirai botnet attack on October 21, 2016 that was initially aimed at Sony's PlayStation Network but hit domain service DIN and ended up taking down large parts of the internet for much of the day. The name of the individual was not made public as they were younger than 18 at the time of the infraction. France's data protection regulator CNIL has fined both Google and Amazon for violating the country's data protection laws. Google was fined the lion's share of 100 million euros, and Amazon was fined 35 million euros. CNIL says that in the past, if a user visited either company's French website, cookies took data from the device without prior user consent. Both companies have since updated their websites to require a user's consent before placing cookies, but they still have a deadline of 3 months to fix outstanding banner issues that CNIL says aren't clear enough. Microsoft announced that x64 app emulation was coming to Windows on ARM back in September. The company is now rolling out the feature to Windows insiders in the dev channel. Microsoft has not said when emulation will come to stable Windows builds. Facebook's security team revealed the identity of the state-sponsored hacking group classified as APT32, believed to be linked to the Vietnamese government. An investigation to the group's activity led to an IT company in Vietnam, Cyber One Group. Facebook said the group was using its platform to spread malware, creating fictitious accounts and pages in an effort to share links for further phishing or other malicious activities. Facebook has taken down all accounts tied to the group and blocked its domains so they can't be reused for further attempts. APT32 has been active online since at least 2014. Disney announced a new free tier that will be integrated into Disney Plus called Star. This will roll out to some European countries, Canada, and New Zealand on February 23rd, showing up as a sixth brand tile on the app's home screen, and including content from ABC, FX, Freeform, Searchlight, and 20th Century Studios. The company also plans to introduce a Star Plus streaming service to Latin American subscribers, offering Disney-owned brands and ESPN content, including linear sports. Star Plus is set to launch in June. Meanwhile, U.S.-based Disney Plus subscribers will be getting a price hike. The service will increase $1 a month to $7.99 starting on March 26th. Apple VP of Hardware Technologies, Johnny Cerugi, told a town hall meeting of Apple employees that the company has started building its own cellular modems for upcoming devices. Cerugi didn't say when the modem will ship in products, and a 2019 patent agreement between Apple and Qualcomm requires Apple to pay for modem licenses through 2025. Apple also acquired Intel's modem business that same year for $1 billion. Microsoft previously announced that Flight Simulator will be coming to Xbox consoles. Now the company says it will be released by summer of next year, available with Game Pass at launch on the Xbox Series X and S consoles only. This would make the game the first next-gen exclusive from Xbox Game Studios. And finally, app researcher Jane Manchin Wong found a line of code in the Twitter app indicating the service may shut down its Periscope Live broadcast app. The code points to a PS app shutdown learn more URL string, although the link associated with it is not live. Wong noted she hasn't seen any shutdown notices in the Periscope app code itself. Much of Periscope's core functionality has already been integrated into Twitter Live. Twitter acquired Periscope in 2015, before the service actually launched. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcast or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.